Is there a link between abortion and some of the violence we're seeing in the streets? Mother Teresa said many years ago, if we can accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell others not to kill one another? Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, your host, and our guest right now is the Reverend Dean Nelson. He's the Executive Director for the Human Coalition Action, which is a very strong pro-life group. He's also chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. And we're going to talk about the whole subject of the issue of abortion and violence in the society, plus the whole issue of racism and race relations that are souring these days and tearing our streets apart. Reverend Nelson, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Jerry, thank you so much. It's always good to be with you.
Sure. Go ahead and give us, first of all, your thoughts on the current crises going on in the streets. As we're recording this on June 10th, there's a lot of violence in the streets in America.
Yeah, well, you know, going back to when most Americans saw that video of a man, you know, trying to grasp his last breath, I think that most of us would say that what happened to George Floyd was tragic, and certainly that each of us want justice for the officers that participated in that horrible act. At the same time, ensued have been these protests, you know, all around the country. We certainly encourage people to stand up for what they believe and to peacefully protest. Many of us do that every year at the March for Life, where we stand for, you know, the millions of children that have lost their lives needlessly to abortion. And so I believe that that's the right response. But I think it's also important for those of us who are leaders who stand for human dignity, whether it is human dignity for a child in the mother's womb or a man struggling to breathe under the knee of a police officer. I feel like that all of us want to see peaceful demonstrations, not the looting, not the rioting, where you've seen in many cases where people from outside of these cities have descended to create havoc in these communities, destroying property, showing little or no regard for human life. That is something that Frederick Douglass certainly would not affirm, and something that we at Human Coalition Action did not stand for either.
Why don't you comment about blacks and abortion? Because it seems to me that there's a disproportionate number of blacks who are killed through that means. And I've discussed this, by the way, with Alveda King, you know, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. And she said it's a terrible injustice that's happening to these unborn babies.
Yeah, you know, I think that it is important, and many of us like Alveda have stood up for the sanctity of human life, particularly decrying the disproportionate impact that abortion has on black and brown communities. Some of your listeners may already know that 79% of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion facilities are in black or Latino neighborhoods.
Wow.
Some of us have restated again and again that famous quote from Margaret Sanger in that letter to Clarence Gamble, that we don't want word to go out, that we want to exterminate the Negro population. So abortion certainly has, in the population control movement, has racist roots. I do think that it's also important, though, for most people to know, and a lot of people don't know, that, you know, during my grandmother's generation, black women were the least likely of any demographic group to get an abortion. But when abortion became legal, it became much more of a tool used to push in urban communities, and in my opinion, pushed by a population control racist segment within our culture. And so I believe that we as pro-life leaders, people who believe in the value and the dignity of innocent life, have a responsibility to call out many of those who are talking about Black Lives Matter but seemingly are silent when it comes to children of color in the womb.
Yeah, it's almost just like Black Lives Matter. Oh, unless you're unborn.
Without a doubt. And I have seen recently some images and social protests of African-American pro-life leaders who have tried to join in these marches and have not been easily welcomed. We've seen some of them get treatment unlike some of the protesters, where they have been cuffed by police officers for standing outside of Planned Parenthood peacefully protesting without violating the law. So I do think that there's a double standard that exists. But for those of us who are committed to the dignity of all human beings, whether it's in the womb of a mother as a preborn child, or whether it's a man outside who is struggling to catch his breath, we want to stand consistently for the value of life and human dignity across the board.
I understand that abortion is the leading cause of death in the Black community.
Yes, that's true. And we at Human Coalition and Human Coalition Action have been fighting this injustice for many years. Human Coalition has its women's clinics primarily in metropolitan areas because we recognize that that's where the disproportionate number of abortions actually occur. Through our virtual clinics, we've been able to, not just penetrate in urban communities, but to go, in suburban and rural communities as well. But let's face it, the abortion problem is mostly in urban communities, where there is this huge disproportionate connection for abortion. And you're absolutely right. More than heart disease, more than, lung disease, more than anything else, AIDS, anything that you could think of in terms of Black community, abortion is the leading cause of death, claiming some estimates, over 300,000 African-American children every year. The rates suggest, up to 35% of abortions that are performed on African-American women. So it is a tragic challenge within our culture, but there are many voices that are out working hard, and Human Coalition and Human Coalition Action exist to remedy this problem of abortion within our community.
How do you do that, or try to do that?
So, number one, Human Coalition primarily over the last decade has used innovation. They've used big data and best business practices to be able to engage with women who are seeking to have an abortion. Then they connect those women with the services that they need to make that healthy choice through the counseling that we have, whether it's in our facilities or whether it's in our online virtual clinics. We are connecting with women, providing them with hope and with understanding, helping them to make a healthy choice. And so then we transition those women that decide to make that healthy choice to a process whereby they have a coach or a counselor that walks with them, kind of a social worker that helps them to get services that they might need to get them on a path of dependency rather than, or independence rather than dependency on government, programs and that. But then through our new entity, Human Coalition Action, we primarily exist to mobilize advocates around the country to stand for human life and the protection of preborn children, but also to serve women. We recognize that the more that we have the opportunity to connect, serve, and advocate for women who find themselves in unplanned pregnancies, the greater success that we will have. And so over the last year, whether it's in our home state like Texas or places like North Carolina or here in Washington, D.C., we have engaged at the highest level, of our government with the president and the vice president, all the way down to grassroots activists, letting them know, one, about the disproportionate impact that abortion is having, and then letting them know about the services that we provide. Then also we take it one step further and trying to galvanize this support to put pressure on elected officials to have a pro-life commitment. And where we have elected officials that do not agree with us, we want to put pressure on them to stand for life or to engage with the public to vote people in who have a strong pro-life value system.
Do you think that there's a link between the breakdown of the family and the rise of abortions? And then included in that question is the breakdown of the family and then the rise of the violence in the streets.
I think that the values that we used to hold in our nation across racial or ethnic barriers, I think that those values have been minimized. I think that they've been pushed aside. And so when that happens within a culture, there is a devaluing of life. And so I think that there is a correlation as we see a breakdown in the family. Certainly the women that contact us at Human Coalition have all kinds of challenges from not having jobs to having substance abuse and dependency. All of these things in terms of the breakdown of our values and morals within our culture, I think contribute to the abortion rates that we see. They contribute to, I think, the challenge that we are experiencing of, a culture devaluing life, again, whether it's preborn children or outside of the womb.
It's interesting. The big slogan, of course, for people who are in favor of abortion rights is choice. You're either choice or you're anti-choice, pro-choice or anti-choice, or so they say. And yet it seems to me, Dean, from the studies I see, most of the women who have abortions, and I don't know if this is true in the case of black women, but most of the women claim that, frankly, somebody was compelling them to do this, whether it was their parents or a boyfriend or husband or whatever. In other words, they felt that they really didn't have a choice. They only had one choice, and that was abortion. And if you only have one choice, then you're really not pro-choice. Options. You're not pro-options,
Well, Human Coalition has a unique and powerful understanding of the struggles and needs women and families have that are targeted by the abortion industry. And so to assure that we are serving and caring for these women, and, we have a whole system and a program that does that. And it's my hope that as we continue to grow across, America, that more people will see the value of the work that we do, because at the end of the day, it is important for us to be able to rescue children, but also to serve women in these vulnerable populations.
Okay, we have less than 1 minute to go. Can you give one example, without giving any names, of course, but give an example of how your group was able to help some poor woman that was thinking of having an abortion?
Yeah, the story that I like to share the most is when I first came on with Human Coalition, there was a case where a woman went online, found some information, contacted us. One of our caregivers said, provided her with the solutions, and she recognized that, we wanted her to come into a clinic, and she says, well, no, I have to have an abortion, because many of the women that call us are distraught and they're looking to get an abortion. So she hangs up the phone, and then she, searches again, and she finds another link with a different name. She calls that number, and she gets our office again because of the aggressive marketing that we have online. She says, no, I already spoke to someone there. And then the third time she calls, and she gets us again, a different ad. And she says, well, maybe someone is trying to tell us something. And then the coach, on the other line helped her to get the resources that we need. I use that story because Human Coalition is using data. We're using technology to aggressively engage with women to provide hope. And we believe that at the end of the day, when you serve women who are looking for abortion well, provide them with the options that they need, the vast majority of them are not looking to kill their child. They're really looking for solutions to help them to overcome the challenges that they experience every day.
Okay, excellent. Reverend Dean Nelson, HucoAction.org, H-U-C-O. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.